Good morning. It's good to be with you this morning, even though virtually. All the good people at First Lutheran in Poughkeepsie, my name is Pastor Marsh Draghi. I'm the Executive Director of Seafarers International House, a Lutheran mission here in the Eastern Seaboard for seafarers and sojourners and immigrants. And it's good to be with you today. You may have heard the saying, dress not for the job you have, but for the job that you want. Well, the good news for today is that God has dressed us for both, for the job that we have and the job that we want, which are made possible by God's unconditional love for us. But I get ahead of myself. These days of pandemic, most of us are dressing more casually than usual. Well, for an example, I may seem all pastoral business up here, but maybe not so much down here. But I know that you won't judge me for what I'm wearing, because I do love my Birkenstocks. Especially in these very unsettling days of the coronavirus, I know you won't judge. But today's gospel would seem to do just that, judging people for what they are or are not wearing. While the A-list of banquet invitees clearly lacked social graces, I'm wondering if sending in the troops and massacring them does seem a little excessive. Nevertheless, the invitation was transformed into another offer that couldn't be refused, and immediately the banquet hall was filled with the B-list guests, some worthy and some not, but at least they showed up. Inexplicably, then, the king enters the hall, sees somebody in blue jeans, and asks, "How did he get in here looking like that?" Might be a little bit like somebody showing up in this day and age without a pandemic mask on their face. And it might make other people feel uncomfortable. So that guest has been called on the carpet and is now speechless. In due course, this hapless guest is hogtied and thrown from the banquet hall into the darkness where we are told people will weep and gnash their teeth. Many are called, but few are chosen indeed. In this story, Jesus tells us that God's call is never a casual matter. Jesus' words underline the urgency of taking up the cross and following him. Jesus' story is radical and calls us away from those things in our lives that we fear, love, and trust more than him. Now, this may be initially awkward to hear, but in reality, I think it's a gift. For there is nothing more awkward than being at the wrong party at the wrong time without the right clothes. But there is nothing more beautiful than being at the right party at the right time with the right invitation and indeed with the right apparel, clothed as we are in God's unconditional love. The urgency of intention is something that we are all about here at Seafarers International House. We show up when there's need. It's just part of our DNA and has been for the last 143 years. We are not casual about how we address the terrible plight of seafarers, especially now during this time of pandemic, where many are forced now to work on extended contracts that prevents them from getting off of their ships for 10 to 12 to 16 months at a time. And even when they do get to ports, they are not allowed shore leave because of the pandemic. And so our port chaplains, whether they be in New York here, or Baltimore, or Philadelphia, or New Haven, Connecticut, with full PPE and practicing safe distancing, meet these seafarers on the gangway and provide ministry and mission to them, even now, especially now, more than ever, where we remind them that they are not alone, that they are not invisible. We take up our cross, which is visiting them amidst the pandemic, because they take up their cross each day to bring us the products that we so desperately need from around the world. We tell them on our visits, you are loved by God. You are clothed by virtue of your baptism and are an honored guest in our sometimes inhospitable worlds. By our intentional ministry, we tell them, you are at the right party, with the right invitation, at the right time, and with the right apparel, clothed in God's unconditional love. Likewise, we continue to reach out to our other mission focus, which is asylum seekers, immigrants, something that we've been doing since we welcomed the first Swedish Lutheran immigrants in 1843. We have been welcoming asylum seekers now intentionally for many years, and this particular last few months have been terrible, as they have been disinvited to our collective parties, you might say. Since March, our borders have been closed shut to anyone fleeing persecution in their country. Yet are we really pretending that that kind of persecution doesn't happen anymore? Of course not. Especially now, we continue to welcome and to house those seafarers who have already been here for a while. Last year we housed 35 asylum seekers with almost 200 nights of lodging at our guest house. And in each of these situations, we were able to say to these beautiful people, you are at the right party, at the right time, with the right invitation, and with the right apparel, clothed in God's unconditional love. And last year, and for several years before that, you, the good people of First Lutheran in Poughkeepsie, provided countless toiletries and supplies for our asylees, letting them know in very concrete and intentional ways, we want you at our party. You are welcomed, and you are clothed in God's unconditional love. The Son of God invites you to this wedding banquet as well. And in this time of COVID, it might have to be virtual at times, but nevertheless, it's still as real as it has ever been, this invitation to the banquet, which takes place at the altar of our Lord, where we can expect to receive the richest food and the choicest of wines, the very body and blood of Jesus given for you for the forgiveness of your sins and as a promise of everlasting life. Can you still picture that banquet at the altar? I know it's probably been a while since you've had Eucharist in person, but I think you can still remember that unconditional invitation around the table, reminding us that we are sisters and brothers in Christ, the ones standing next to us and the ones across space and time. And as marvelous as this meal is, what we eat at the communion table banquet is still only the appetizing course, keeping us fed until the full banquet begins in the new heaven and the new earth that are to come. So the news is that we are already clothed appropriately for this banquet. Our baptism clothes us in the garment of salvation and gives us a new identity as God's precious chosen ones. We are naked, both literally and metaphorically, before the living God, but yet we are also fully dressed, not with fashions of our own will, but with the grace of God. And the good news is that we are dressed both for the job that we have and for the job that we need, which is the call to go, therefore, into the main streets and invite everyone that we find to the wedding banquet, bringing others to the banquet of Jesus, which is a banquet of unconditional love, to which we have already been so appropriately clothed and so graciously invited. Amen.